and welcome to the episode number 8 of season 1 of the Holistic Wellness Podcast. As always, I'm here, your host, Dr. Pallavi. In the last episode, we discussed why you might be missing your periods or why you might be having irregular periods. And today, I will share some important and research information about how to correct menstrual or period irregularities naturally and holistically. So the first question is, why do you need holistic treatment for your period issues? Do you know that millions of women globally experience hormonal imbalance symptoms? Not surprisingly enough, most of them turn to their conventional doctors for medication. But these medicines only address the symptoms and not the root cause, which is why your overall health will probably continue deteriorating. The results of the holistic treatments can be phenomenal. The overall health conditions and the quality of life both are improved, and the dependency on conventional medicines is remarkably reduced. My purpose is to treat and eventually heal my patients dealing with chronic health issues through a holistic approach to treatment by creating a customized and individualized wellness treatment program. I want to give my patients and you all not only health but also quality of life. But please remember, holistic healing takes time. There is no magic silver bullet or magic potion that can make chronic diseases disappear overnight. However, treating the real cause and not just the symptoms allows the chronic health issue to recover forever. And that means you can get back to living a life that you love and doing what you love. Let's come to the diagnostics now. That means, what is the initial workup which should be there we should get it done if you are dealing with any period or menstrual health issues? So, a variety of blood tests may be necessary, which includes thyroid function test, which is for measuring the amount of thyroid stimulating hormone, that is TSH and T4 in your blood, to determine if your thyroid is working properly. The next one is ovary function test, which is for measuring the amount of follicle stimulating hormone, that is FSH, in your blood, so as to determine if your ovaries are working correctly. Then is prolactin test. So low levels of hormone prolactin may be a sign of pituitary gland issues. Then is the male hormone test. If you are experiencing increased facial hair and a lowered voice, your doctor may want to check the levels of male hormones, that is testosterone, in your blood. Next is glucose intolerance. It should be assessed with fasting glucose and a 2-hour glucose tolerance test. Next one is pelvic ultrasound, generally transabdominal. It can help confirm a uterus's presence or absence and also to identify if there is any structural abnormalities of any reproductive organs. Now, some things we should look for during physical examination are, if the patient is short in stature, a karyotype analysis should be performed to execute Turner syndrome. If the presence of endogenous estradiol secretion is not evident from physical examination, example breast development, serum estradiol may be measured. And a complete blood count and comprehensive metabolic panel may be helpful if history or examination is suggestive of chronic diseases. Now let's discuss and come to the steps you need to recover holistically and naturally. Now I have my majors and I have done majority of my studies in homeopathic medicine. I have observed, analyzed, and they are really good if you want to treat your family and yourself with safe and natural medicine. Homeopathy can be highly beneficial for females who are dealing with secondary amenorrhea. That is, secondary amenorrhea, as I discussed in the last episode, is a type of amenorrhea, that is cessation of menses, or when you stop getting your periods after some years in between. Like, you did have your first initial periods during the time of puberty, then after some years, because of some issues, you stop getting your periods, or the periods are getting irregular. So with the help of homeopathic medicines, and homeopathic medicines are natural minimum doses remedies which help to bring up the suppressed periods by treating the root cause behind it. Some of the very good homeopathic remedies are Natramur, Pulsatilla, CPR, Meg Carb, and these are just a few excellent homeopathic remedies suitable for female hormone issues. Most of the times, females look for homeopathic treatment when either they're tired of consuming the conventional pills and they're just done with the side effects, or they're looking to fix the problem really and not a quick fix for their health issues. So this was about the homeopathic medicines. Now let's come to diet. So eating a healthy, nutritious diet is the key to healing menstrual irregularities. Not to stress about weight is so important, and so is eating healthy fats. Throw away the bathroom scale. Yes, let your body achieve a natural weight that matches your genetics rather than striving to achieve a certain number on the scale. Fat is an essential feedstock for steroid hormone synthesis, and it tends to be an insignificant component in women's diet with menstrual disorders. At the same time, fat intake appears to be essential to ensure that omega family fatty acids are present in appropriate concentrations to reduce inflammation in the body. So healthy fats, unlike carbohydrates, help reduce inflammation and maintain normal hormonal balance. So some of the excellent sources of healthy fats include avocado, coconut oil, ghee, salmon, flax seeds, chia seeds, walnuts, etc. Avoid omega-6 fat sources like safflower oil, sunflower, corn, cottonseed, canola, soybean, and peanut. Then eat calcium-rich food at every meal to help maintain bone density. Exercise also helps your bone become strong, but adequate calcium is also essential. Do you know that birth control pills offer no benefit for your bone health? But I will discuss this in a separate podcast. Let's move on to now why vitamin D is important for you. So you should get adequate vitamin D so as to help with calcium absorption and bone health. The presence of sunlight on the skin makes vitamin D. So the best solution is to address the shortage through one's diet. It is therefore important to use high nutrient potential foods. So this was a bit about what nutrition and diet you should take. I would also like to mention about phytoestrogens. So these are plant estrogens. These are the substances that occur naturally in plants. They have a similar kind of chemical structure to your own body's estrogen, which is one of the leading female hormones. And these can bind to same receptors as your own estrogen does. So phytoestrogens are important for you and you should consume them. Some of the examples of phytoestrogens are soy products. So soy milk, tofu, tempeh, etc. These are very good in these natural phytoestrogens. Now we come to yoga. The systematic review of the published literature on yoga practice and common menstrual disorders found that all studies evaluated reported a beneficial effect and reduced symptoms. It has been demonstrated that regular yoga practice has a beneficial impact on both phases of menstrual cycle by bringing physical and psychological well-being and balancing the neuroendocrine axis. So, Kapalbhati, Dhanurasana, Bhujangasana have been incredibly beneficial for regulating the normal hormonal rhythm in females. When I prepare the wellness programs for my female patients who are dealing with any kind of hormonal issue, a big part of our discussion is about yoga as well. So along with the homeopathic medicines, I discuss all the integrative therapies, natural therapies, which may benefit them to heal their chronic health issue holistically and not just aiming for one symptom or couple of symptoms. So yes, yoga does help. I have seen it with many of my patients. So yoga combines many popular stress reducing techniques. It includes training and learning how to control the breath, clear the mind and relax your body. I suggest to my patients 20 minutes yoga and 20 minutes cardio sessions every day. Now let's come to exercise. Physical activity is often considered an excellent way to relieve tension and improve your mood. But compulsory and overtraining should be avoided. You should aim for a relaxed 20 to 30 minutes of cardio session, go around for a good walk, a jog, or dance, something which is also helping your mood to uplift, not just exercising in stress. That should be avoided. Now about sleep. We all know that sleep plays a vital role in promoting women's health and well-being. So getting the required amount of sleep is likely to enhance your overall quality of life and health. At least 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night is crucial for your health. A lack of sleep or disturbing your natural circadian rhythm can be one of the worst habits contributing to hormonal imbalance. How so? Because your hormones work on a schedule. According to circadian rhythms, the lack of potential quantitative and qualitative regeneration at night has numerous physical and mental health implications. These implications have significant negative impact on the whole endocrine economy, primarily cortisol and leptin. So this was about it, and now we move in deep. We'll discuss things a little in detail about supplements. What supplements you should take, why are they important, what role do they play, which I again feel it is very important to educate. I really educate my patients, and I would like to do the same with you. So let's start. First is vitamin D. So vitamin D plays a major role in regulating ovulatory functions. Around 2,000 to 5,000 IU daily of vitamin D3 should be consumed. Lower, that is 25 OHD levels, can be associated with irregular menstrual cycles. Also, magnesium has been well studied in connection of stress, anxiety disorders and depression, which are often observed if a female is dealing with hormonal issues. So, in addition, magnesium also performs many essential functions and is a cofactor in over 300 enzymatic reactions. There are also reports that magnesium can improve the metabolism of vitamin D3. Now, let's come to my favorite, which is probiotics. So, probiotics are healthy bacteria with numerous health benefits ranging from improving immunity, maintaining metabolism, and even regulating hormones. So probiotics improve your production and regulation of critical hormones like insulin, ghrelin, leptin. And to consume more probiotics, you can add fermented foods to your diet like yogurt, which is of course unsweetened and preferably Greek if you can, kefir, sauerkraut, etc. You can also take probiotic supplements or capsules in addition. So this was a little bit about what are the holistic approaches and natural approaches to treat the period irregularities, or if you're dealing with amenorrhea, if you're skipping your periods, if your periods are not regular. See, it is very important, and we need to understand that we need to treat and we need to consider as a whole, and we need to observe that why are we dealing with any health issue or any chronic health issue. And by chronic, I mean any health issue which has been going on for a long time. Medically, we say it is more than 3 weeks, but it could be like if you're dealing with a health issue for weeks or months or years, that is considered chronic. And if there is a chronic health issue or there are chronic symptoms in your body, it tells us there's something not right and you need to figure out. And it's not just about treating one symptom or one organ of the body. We're all connected. Every organ of the body is connected. Brain is connected to gut, to hormones, to we're all interrelated. And that is why it is so important to treat holistically and naturally. So a detailed review of what I do is when I take a consultation, I take a detailed review of a patient's diet, physical activity, stress, symptoms, medical history, attitude towards nutrition, psychological profile, everything. So this was a bit about the holistic approach to treating period irregularities today. I will be back again with a new topic, more information to you guys. And if you want to ask any if you want me to discuss any health issue which you or your loved ones might be dealing with, you can email me on contact@drpallavi.com. That is contact@drpallavi.com. You can visit my website, which is drpallavi.com, for more podcasts, more information, more blogs. There is a lot of information out there. If you like my podcast, please do share, subscribe, and like. And keep supporting. So I'm here with more wonderful, more useful information out there for you. So take care of yourself, stay happy, stay healthy, and I will talk to you all soon. Take care. Bye.